Howdy and welcome to another Yeah Baby Tunes. I'm Mitch Michaels. Now, periodically we're taking a look back at recordings from the year 1971, 40 years ago. 71, a year I believe to have been the best rock and roll year ever when it comes to the music we were introduced to and experienced. Now, obviously some of the music released in 1971 may have actually been produced in 1970, but let's not quibble about a couple of months, okay? Today's target is just such an album. The Doors' final album, L.A. Woman, a masterpiece of their raw L.A. blues rock power. Now, they had strayed from their bass a bit with strings and brass on Soft Parade, and then moved back towards Doors' country with the bluesy Morrison Hotel. But L.A. Woman took them to new heights. Now, the odd part of the process was that their longtime producer, Paul Rothchild, parted ways with them just after the recording of L.A. Woman began. He was at odds with their musical direction, calling some of it cocktail music. And, of course, Jim Morrison's progressive alcoholism had made him even more difficult to work with. Now, the album was basically recorded live by Bruce Botnick in the upstairs offices of the Doors Workshop, a former antique store on Santa Monica Boulevard that served as their offices and rehearsal space. He used an 8-track recorder and did this in late November, early December 1970. Now, they did attempt to get out and play the new stuff after recording the album, but that's a tale best served after the main course. So I offer the magic that is All Doors from L.A. Woman on today's Yeah Baby Tunes.
Rise. tell you about Texas Radio and the Big B. Comes out of the Virginia swamps, cool and slow, with plenty of precision. And a backbeat narrow and hard to master. Some call it heavenly in its brilliance, others mean and rueful of the Western dream. I love the friends I have gathered together in this thin raft. We have constructed pyramids in honor of our escaping. This is the land where the Pharaoh died. Negroes in the forest, brightly feathered, they are saying, forget the night, live with us in forests of azure. Out here in the perimeter, there are no stars. Out here, we is stone, immaculate. Now listen to this, I'll tell you about the heartache. I'll tell you about the heartache and the loss of God. I'll tell you about the hopeless night.
Don't you love her as she's walking out the door?
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm.
The Doors, L.A. Woman music here on today's Yeah Baby Tunes. We gave you The Changeling, then the title track, of course, Never Saw a Woman So Alone. The Wasp, Texas Radio and the Big Beat, Lover Madly, and Riders on the Storm. That's the song Paul Rothchild described as cocktail music. Now, they did go out and play this music live after the recording was done, first in Dallas on December 11th, and then the next night in New Orleans, but Morrison broke down on stage and refused to continue the performance, simply sitting on the stage after smashing the microphone through the floorboards. After the show, the other three decided their days of playing live had come to an end. In 5.5 short years, Jim Morrison, Ray Manzarek, Robbie Krieger, and John Densmore had attempted to open the doors of perception. The music they created was insightful, passionate, unique, and complex, fresh and bluesy. And I'm not sure they ever opened the door completely, but it was pretty amazing peeking around the frame. What a ride. I personally don't understand Paul Rothchild's assessment of the music of L.A. Woman. The album is truly a pinnacle, but I guess we have to stop and wonder what might have been if Morrison hadn't died in Paris 7 months later. All that Jack Black, the inability to perform on stage with any sustained regularity, and his less than cooperative and creative role in the studio. But what if? Look at what we have here, a musical masterpiece. What if there'd been a follow-up to L.A. Woman? I know, but one can dream. It's just more of that 1971 magic running through my veins and my brain. Love those flashbacks. L.A. Woman from the Doors on today's tunes. As somebody once said, been down so goddamn long, it sure looks like up to me. I'm Mitch Michaels. See you next time for another Yeah, Baby Tunes.